This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You never know when someone's going to dump some into your head that's going to ruin your life or at least change it for months or just cause you trouble. And it could be just in passing, somebody just dropped into your head and you have to deal with it. Like you could just be having a day and somebody maybe you know or don't know that well goes, you taking turmeric? What? Turmeric, are you taking it? Turmeric? Yeah, you got to take that. Turmeric. Yup. The spice? Yeah. You got to take it. Turmeric, the spice. Yeah, man, you got to take that. The spice that you buy once to make an Indian recipe and you never use it again and it stains your wooden spoon, that turmeric? Yeah, you got to take that. I do? Yup, for what? Inflammation.
Question. How would you reinvent yourself if you could? And of course you can. Probably. Depends what your goals are. Reinvent yourself. Text in, call us, 916-909-1065, 909-1065. It's a question that's going around the internet right now and social media. It's interesting. Some of the answers are very interesting. And we want to know what yours are. I want to know what yours are, Katie.
Okay.
How would you reinvent yourself?
I would get back into running. And I'd become somebody that is like part of runners' clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I would make runner friends. I would just make it part of my personality.
Now, you used to be a runner.
Yeah.
You had runner friends.
I did.
Did they just... Well, she's not running anymore, so she's dead to me.
No, we all kind of just stopped running.
Oh.
Like, some of them moved away. Some of them were, like, stay-at-home moms. Their kids got old enough, so they went back to work.
Okay.
So, like, our schedules just stopped jiving with each other, and yeah. We all just stopped running.
I get that. If I could reinvent myself, I think I would write more.
Oh.
I wanted to be a writer.
Yeah.
And I would find time to do it every day, like a job. Kevin, how would you, you know what, before we get into Kevin, what do Wake Up Call listeners say on Facebook?
Okay, so without context, some of these are, make you go, oh boy. Lori said, I'd be married with just animals.
I'd be married with just animals?
So I think that means she would not have children.
Oh.
She'd just have a husband or wife and animals.
I mean, I get that. People who are married without kids seem like they are seeing the world.
Michael said I would come out earlier.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Tiffany said I would have focused on my health when I was younger.
Yes.
Yeah. Jamie said she'd become a nurse.
Oh.
I wonder what she is now. She's like, I'm a doctor.
Kendall said, chop my hair and get my master's. And then Kim said, get a divorce.
Ooh, oh my God.
Oh, Kim. Kevin, how would you reinvent yourself?
I would become a doctor.
You would become a doctor. We're back on this.
You know I was going, that was my path before I steered off of it and did what I loved the best.
Okay, is it that you love this job, or did we talk you out of being a doctor by berating you? Because that's what you've told people for years. You were going to be a doctor, but we made fun of you about it, and so we canceled your dream.
I mean, yeah, because you said I wouldn't be a good doctor.
Because you wouldn't be a good doctor.
You wouldn't be a good
doctor.
And let's also not, like, muddy the water. We met you when you were 17 years old.
Okay.
18, almost 19.
Right. Unless you're Doogie Howser, you weren't on the cusp of being a doctor.
I almost had my bio degree.
What kind of doctor would you want to be? First, let's...
Like a general surgeon.
Okay, so you want to do general surgeon.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Dab and everything.
It's okay, so... Let's pretend I have come in and I have appendicitis.
Okay. Have you checked in with the nurses and stuff? Because you don't really get to see me until I'm in the operating room.
Yeah,
no,
that's not true. Let's assume Let's assume all the clerical stuff has been done already.
Right.
You're a doctor.
You're not even going to come talk to me before my surgery?
I will, to introduce myself.
Okay,
hi, so, I'm Dr. Wang.
Okay,
I will be doing your surgery today.
Okay, I'm in so much pain.
That is great. Did you tell the nurse?
That is great.
Okay. Again, we've talked to the nurse.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, okay.
Now,
where's your pain?
Well, it's in my appendix.
Of course, because you have appendicitis.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. So, what can I expect when I am recovering from surgery?
Lots of sharp pains. You're going to be a lot of discomfort.
Yeah.
But you know how I battle discomfort.
How do you battle?
I watch rom-coms and eat ice cream. But you can't eat ice cream because you just had a surgery, appendicitis.
Okay.
So I will prescribe you some painkillers.
Okay. How long will I have to be hospitalized?
Like, in the hospital or at home? What would you like?
Excuse me, doctor. I'm her
Who
husband.
Who are you?
I'm her husband.
You're not allowed in the operating room.
No, we're not in the operating room. Do you think that these conversations
are
happening in the operating room?
No, because operating room, you're under. You're under.
Right,
so
we are in I'm on a gurney. This is my husband.
Hi.
Gavin.
Okay, hi.
Hey.
Another question from her husband.
You are asking too many. I'm so glad my husband's here to advocate for me.
Security.
No. He's my support person. I don't want him to leave me.
You're supposed to be taking some calming medicine right now before I operate.
What kind of medicine?
You feel Dramamine? I don't know.
Dramamine. Is she going to go on a roller coaster? Is that what's about to happen?
No, she's going under.
Excuse me, Dr. Nguyen.
You don't have to keep raising your hand.
Oh, okay. Can we give her a bubble party on the way back to surgery where we blow bubbles and make her feel alive?
That is only for kids.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
I'm so sorry.
See, that's why you're not going to be a good doctor.
Why?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we're talking about celebrities that are controversial in their popularity. You either love them or you hate them, and we want to hear from you. 916-909-1065. You can call or text us there. And ironically, we're going to start with one we got on text. Gwen Stefani.
I get it.
Somebody texted in and said Gwen Stefani is one of those celebrities that they just cannot stand.
You know what it is about her? She seems like a real ding dong.
You've never sounded like an old grandma more.
She just seems like there's just air up there.
Can't you just picture Katie on like some sort of Lazy Boy rocking back and forth a little too hard, and then Gwen Stefani comes on some show and she goes, "Yeah, she seems like a real ding dong to me." Go get grandma a glass of wine. It's hot.
Oh my god.
916-909-1065. I knew this one was going to come up. Taylor Swift. I will defend Taylor. I like Taylor Swift.
I'm not sure what it is about her people don't like.
They don't, though.
It's almost just because I think it's like oversaturation. She's just in too many places.
Yeah. Another one. Wow, this is a hot take. Somebody said Tupac. They said Tupac couldn't rap. And he's idolized because he's not around anymore, I guess.
Huh.
And I don't know if I necessarily agree with the Tupac one, because Tupac actually was like, he was actually a halfway decent actor too. Like, people forget he was in movies and he was a writer
also,
and stuff like that.
His music was almost more poetry than
right.
rap.
But I will say this. I don't get everybody's appeal with Biggie.
No, me neither.
He sounds like he's got marbles in his mouth. Here's another go. And this one I totally agree with. Zendaya. I don't understand the appeal. On any metric, I don't understand the appeal.
That makes me feel like you just haven't been introduced to her the right way.
I couldn't have been introduced to her more.
You've seen her in something other than Dune.
I saw her in all the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, she was in Spider-Man movies?
Yeah, I saw her in that tennis movie, Breakers.
That looked bad.
I just don't get her. I don't think she's super attractive.
What about The Greatest Showman?
No, I don't get it.
You don't think she's super attractive?
I don't. I just don't.
Clean out your eyes.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
All right, give us a celebrity that you can't stand, but everybody else seems to love them.
Now, people might not like me for this, but Charlie Day. I cannot stand his voice. I know. It's like nails on a chalkboard in my ears. Ugh.
Okay, Rebecca, here is why this is especially funny.
This is cutting to the bone.
Okay. There is no person on this planet that people say Gavin sounds more like than Charlie Day. He gets it.
I disagree.
All the time.
You disagree with that? How do you disagree with that? How do you disagree with that?
Now I see it.
Well, you don't think Charlie Day makes up for it, though, by being just like, he seems like such a fun guy.
Like a good time, Charlie.
Literally.
True.
Right.
True. Yeah, there are some movies where he's really funny in, but I still can't watch the whole movie because his voice just irks me.
I mean, I still think he's one of the funniest people in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
So hysterical. I couldn't be happier.
So we both agree, though, that like Charlie Day, he is fine. How about this one? This is another one that people put on there. Tom Cruise. Some people just hate Tom Cruise. I don't get it. What's wrong with Tom Cruise?
No, he's so insufferable.
What?
You know what it is? He takes himself way too seriously.
Okay, I thought that until Tropic Thunder, when he did that wackadoo character, and then you find out...
That's acting.
But you find out, though, that the entire thing was his idea. I like
just
Tom Cruise.
The idea that he keeps wanting to do his own stunts, and he's level 7
I think he's higher than that, Katie. Come on.
In Scientology.
All right, this one couldn't have come up on text message more. We have to talk about this one. Beyonce came up so much on text messages.
How much?
Take a look at them. Scroll down.
This doesn't feel right. This feels wrong.
We've at least got 8, 9, 10 people that have texted in and said Beyonce.
What could be possibly wrong with Beyonce? What could possibly? And don't say you don't think she's a good singer, Gavin. No, that makes you sound like a psychopath. Makes you sound like a ding dong.
I don't say that she's not a good singer. I don't think that she's as good as everybody makes her out to be. I don't get why she is Queen Bee. Like, there's no difference between her and everybody else, as far as I'm concerned.
Clean out your ears.
Keep the text messages coming in, because we'll keep this list and we'll do this again sometime. Married.
act. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. Thank you for letting me do that now.
Oh, well, you do it anyway.
What a gift.
So I just tooted out.
Let's start off by talking to Dory. Dory, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Fantastic. All right, so this is how it works. You tell us your maiden name, and your married name will tell you which one is better and why. So Dory, first of all, I love Dory.
So cute.
Super cute. What is your maiden name?
My maiden name's Romero.
Dory Romero. That's fun.
That's pretty cute.
That's you. What? I'll bet you were an adorable little girl.
It does sound like the name of like your town's top real estate agent.
Dory Romero?
Yeah.
Who's your real estate agent?
It's Dory Romero.
Oh, she's the best cookies. And what is your married name?
And I'm adorable. Lawson Sanchez.
Sanchez? No, Dory Sanchez literally sounds like Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah.
It literally sounds like it.
This is a no-brainer. Get behind this.
That was a big downgrade.
Sorry.
Dory, so sorry about that.
We'll be at your next open house.
Dory Sanchez. Oh, my God. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your maiden name?
Hafner.
Samantha Hafner. And do you go by yes. Sam?
No.
Samantha Hafner. It's okay.
It's okay. I just can't.
It's awful.
It's awful. Oh, you've always hated it?
I hated it.
Here's the thing. It does sound like a really mean, ugly teacher's last name.
Hafner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who do you have for English?
Hafner.
Oh, God, really?
And I don't know why. But it doesn't sound like, it sounds like somebody who's into a lot of multi-level marketing.
Oh, yes. Like she cannot wait to ask you if you want to own your own business.
Garage still filled with LuLaRoe.
Yeah.
All right. And what is your married name?
Wingate.
She's the rival real estate agent in the neighborhood. And she runs the Wingate Group, okay? And the Wingate Group always, they kind of like kick over the Dory Romero signs.
Yeah.
They wear like sweaters over their shoulders and like cuffed together. And they stand up front and they go, lacking curb appeal.
Now, don't get me wrong. I agree with Katie. Upgrade. But Samantha Wingate does sound like somebody that corrects you and tells you it's pronounced Samantha. But it's still, listen, it's still an upgrade. Thank you so much. We have time for only one more, sadly. Do you want to talk to Catherine, or do you want to talk to Bree?
Catherine.
Of course. Right. Catherine, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. What's your maiden name?
I am engaged right now. My last name is Powers.
Okay, Catherine Powers.
Oh.
Powers is a great last name.
Okay, and then what could you go to?
Gonzalez.
Nope.
Bye. Sorry.
And let me tell you, I know we sort of crap on Hispanic last names.
Listen, well, I don't know where you're going.
Okay,
don't take me with you.
I'm going to say, we also crap on Smith.
Sure.
We crap on Jones.
Yes.
We crap on Williams.
Right.
Like, if it is a very common last name, we hate it. Get it out of here.
Yes.
I just want people to know.
But I mean, without even saying that, because thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Powers is almost impossible.
Now, can I ask you something? Do you ever go by Cat?
I do, actually. Ooh,
Cat Powers?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love you.
What a feline man's, what is his superpower? Cat Powers.
See, I was seeing her as like the head of a record label.
Yeah,
and it's called like Cat Radio.
And
she always wears glasses inside.
Yes.
Okay. She only has the people that work for her all young, sexy men.
Yes.
Okay, and she does sexually harass them a little bit.
That's
but
fine.
Everybody just looks the other way.
Sure.
And she puts her feet up on her desk wearing super high heels.
Yes.
And she goes, you know what? I'm going to make you a star. Cat Powers star.
Man, you got the Cat Powers touch.
Yeah.
Damn, buddy, you're on your way to the stratosphere.
Ever heard of Taylor Swift?
If we find out that you took his last name in your wedding, we're going to be mad.
We're going to be furious. What is his first name?
Raymond.
Ray Powers.
Ray Powers! Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Yes. Yes, you absolutely cannot take his last name. The jury is out. No, don't piss us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Amazon drivers.
Okay.
We are advocates for you.
Boy, are we.
And never so much as we are right now, because there is a report out there circulating the internet that Amazon has banned delivery drivers from singing along to the radio. Right. First of all, we love that you're listening to the radio.
We sure do.
Second of all, you want to sing? You sing.
You sing your heart out.
I don't care what Jeff says. You sing.
Right.
Bezos doesn't know, but then apparently he does. Yeah, he does know, apparently. Now, I will say, before we get into this, Amazon is denying that they are banning their drivers.
Yeah, but I don't know that I buy it.
Here's the article. If you ask anyone which company is the most notorious for treating their employees poorly, there's a good chance they're going to say Amazon. There's talk online that Amazon's banning their drivers from singing along to the radio. Some employees and former drivers said that Amazon is cracking down on distracted driving and dinging them if they were caught singing. Great question. How would they know?
Right.
Well, Amazon has cameras in their vehicles that spy on drivers, and that's how they'd be able to catch a driver singing. There's even been like a video that got posted of somebody belting out Rolling in the Deep and stuff like that. Now, Amazon is denying this. A spokesperson said, quote, "This is completely inaccurate. Amazon has never issued guidance or communication that prohibits singing in the vehicle." All right. But then I wanted to play. I found this.
Okay.
From, I believe, an Amazon video that employees get when they become employees. Listen to this part.
Something else that these vehicles have is the in-vehicle camera safety technology. It's looking to make sure that you're driving safely.
My daddy was a family bass man. My mama was an engineer. And I was born one dark pretty morning with the music coming in my ears.
If it's in the video, maybe they are allowed to sing. This is
how
like a hiccup.
How do you know how long that video? See,
do you think they changed the policy?
You just said it's a new thing.
Yeah.
Their language, I think, is tricky. Because what they said was, we aren't prohibiting them from singing in the trucks. What they didn't say was, we're not prohibiting them from singing while they're driving. So maybe they're using a little bit of like tricky language to be like, we didn't say that.
You're right. Do whatever you want. Not really.
Right.
Okay. All right.
I think it's true.
You think it's true?
Yeah. And you know what? I think the opposite. I think Amazon drivers should be forced to sing. Because is there anything more jolly than somebody hopping out of a truck with a song in their head and their heart, and they're turning a box around and they're, here you go, ma'am.
You know,
and then tip of the cap. And
as you were saying that, I was thinking in my head, like, that's only like the kind of happy-go-lucky music you listen to. But what if somebody gets out of the car and they're just like, let the bodies hit the floor. But even if they're saying that, if we can't hear the music, but they are still singing, let the bodies hit the floor.
Yeah.
It looks like they're having a good time.
That's true. That's true. And for some reason, I do want my Amazon drivers to be having a good time.
Even like sad songs. I see an Amazon driver get out just going, everybody hurts. I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take your package. You look fun. You look like you're having a good time. You having a good time?
Listen. I'll be mad if this is true. And I'll only order 30 packages a month instead.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katie will cut her monthly orders down by half. All right. So if this is true. And listen, I don't care what Bezos says. You laugh along to the radio. As long as you're listening to this show.
Right.
If you're listening to some other show, we all know you're not laughing.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
916-909-1065. 909-1065. That's the phone number where you can call or text us literally anytime you want. But specifically right now, we're talking about whether or not it's okay to go on a boys' trip or girls' trip after you're married. And we're getting into this because, Katie, did you see something on TikTok?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
It was a question, and it said, I told my wife I don't believe in separate girls or boys trips once you're married. Vacation should be us, not solo party time. Now she's mad, saying I'm controlling and insecure. Is it wrong to expect this?
Right.
Now, Gavin, well, there was a time when you did not agree with girls and boys trips.
Probably.
You used to be a little judgy about, like, moms getting together with their girlfriends and, like, going to Vegas and whooping it up.
Probably.
But you have since started going on guys' trips.
Yeah. Me and my best friend live on opposite sides of the country. I'm here. He's in Boston. And we did not take boy trips. And the reason why for a long time is because we both had young kids all the time. And there was just always something to do. And now that our kids are a little bit older and it's easier for us to get away, We took one guy trip to Chicago a couple of years ago, and it was like, oh my God, this is the closest I've felt to you in years. And we had so much fun, and it really like rekindled our friendship, and it was a reminder for why we love each other so much. So we've tried to do it every year since then. Now, the difference though, between that and other situations is we live on on opposite sides of the country. If you all live in the same town, I don't think it's as necessary.
Well,
but
the argument be made that your family goes and visits his family and his family comes and visits your family? Like, it doesn't have to be a solo thing.
That doesn't happen very often. And I don't want to not do a solo thing because I want to dedicate all of my time and all of my concentration and all of my fun to him. and he wants to do the same for me. When your family's there, it's not. You're a different person when you're.
I just think it's different.
I didn't say fun. I said you're a different person when you're around your family as you are when you're just around your best friend. Good morning, Jessica.
Oh, good morning. How are you guys?
Great. So we're talking about boys and girls trips. How do you feel about it after marriage?
Yeah. So here's the thing. About 3 years ago, I celebrated 10 years of sobriety. And so in order to celebrate that, I wanted to do a girls trip to Mexico. I'm happily married. All my girlfriends are married. We have like 20 kids between us. And we left the kids with the husbands and we went to Mexico. And we didn't like go crazy because we weren't drinking. It wasn't a drinking trip, obviously. It was celebrating my recovery. And so it turned out to be the greatest thing ever. And so we've done it every year since. And our husbands are super supportive because we come back better wives, better partners, better mothers.
Yeah, I love that.
Congratulations on your recovery.
How do you feel about it, Katie? And then we'll get to take more calls.
So I think like you, my opinion of it has changed, but I have flip-flopped. So I don't want to travel without my partner.
Right.
If you're lucky, you can have maybe like a couple's vacation and a family vacation. And because vacations are very expensive,
yep.
You know, I'm not going to spend the money to vacation with friends,
yeah,
instead of vacationing with my partner, D'Lo.
Even though you see him all the time?
I mean, even though I see him all the time, but I don't want to have experiences without him. Like, I don't want to go to wherever and be and spend the whole time being like, oh, he would have loved this.
Hmm. Azalea, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you feel about this?
I understand where Katie's coming from because she's the type of friend where she's like always on the phone updating the boyfriend what they're doing. And I understand that because I was that in a relationship too, but growing out and being single and seeing how other people can depend on other people for happiness is a kind of like a starting to see it's a red flag in a lot of things. So yeah, finding your own happiness, what makes you happy, finding your own funk. If your partner isn't the dancey type and you are, and you feel like he's killing your mood, go out with your friends that are the dancey type and have fun and enjoy that. And yes, like right after a marriage or a celebration, you guys should have enough trust in the relationship to feel secure where you can like go on outings and know that like everything's like going to be fine and between the relationship, and there shouldn't be like a argument or a problem coming after that.
Text messages coming in to 916-909-1065. They're a little bit all over the place, but for the most part, people say that, you know, going on boys trips, going on girl trips, for the most part, after you're married, pretty important, and it strengthens their relationships. But keep them coming in, 909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake up call.
If you're a nervous flyer, I've got really bad news. Turbulence is getting worse. And yesterday, there was a flight that was, it was a Delta flight. It was going from the West Coast to Europe, and it had to make an emergency landing in Minneapolis because of severe turbulence, where 25 people were injured. Passengers were thrown about the cabin, with some hitting the ceiling and carts and luggage falling on people, including their heads. And, you know, we were talking about this a little bit off the air, and the reason turbulence is getting worse makes this, I think, even scarier. I'm not bringing this up to scare you, Katie.
Great.
Okay? But turbulence, because if you don't know, turbulence is a normal thing that happens in the air. And I was always heard it was described like, it's like going over bumps on the road. You know, to a pilot, it's no big deal. Severe turbulence, though, is when it's so bad that the pilot can't keep control of the plane anymore, or it's very difficult to keep control of the plane. And the problem is that it can even happen when the skies look clear. Completely clear.
Well, because it's air, right?
Yeah,
of course. Air doesn't have a... you can't see it.
Skies are 55% bumpier today than they were 40 years ago. is because of climate change. The study also predicts that a particularly dangerous type of turbulence, which is called clean air turbulence, is going to become more frequent in the future.
And
so we're not going to fly.
Well, that was my question. Would it ever get to a point where, like, we just don't fly? Like, would you ever listen? We all love going to the beach. Okay.
Yeah.
We all like going to Mexico and stuff like that. But would it ever get to a point where you're like, I'm just not going to go anymore?
If I felt that my life was in danger, then yes, of course. I mean, I feel like it's not just the turbulence thing. I have a very nervous flyer. Always have been. It's not just that, like, we have a turbulence problem now.
Yeah.
Doors are blowing off the planes.
Yeah, planes aren't what they used to be.
Helicopters are running into them.
Yeah.
We're having a Southwest flight had to drop 500 feet in 8 seconds because another plane was in its airspace and they were about to collide with one another.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
I didn't
that was
hear
last
that
week.
So holy
scary.
Cow.
Flights are coming into the runway and just flipping on upside down.
So can you see a world where we stop traveling by plane?
I again, it depends on how unsafe it would get. It would wreck the world economically.
Totally.
If we did. Think about all the people that have to travel for work.
Yeah.
Think about all the money that would be lost in different cities because of tourism.
Right, right.
See, the problem is we're not the only people in the world, though. So even if our country, which I believe we should be doing a lot more about climate change, we are making up a certain percentage of it. What about everybody else?
Well, China's actually doing more than we are now. They used to
Well,
they were the biggest. I think India is the one now that we really got to focus on and stuff like that and encourage them to do something. But, like, yeah, I agree. I mean, my dad is somebody who has said for years that the only way he's going to come from Pennsylvania to California is by train. And everybody was like, that's crazy. But what if that is just the way that most people travel in the future? Like, if you want to go to New York for a vacation, you got to schedule in 6 days of travel time.
I mean, 6 days. I'll tell you this. My boyfriend's brother, not a big fan of flying. And so we considered, he lives in Washington. They live in Washington. We were like, okay, we want you guys to come visit us. We're here visiting you. How can we make this happen? So I get on Amtrak and I start trying to figure out, okay, if you guys left from Seattle and you can come into Roseville, that's how close we can get you.
Super close.
Okay. Guess how long it would take?
From Seattle? 2 days? 1 day?
20 hours.
Oh, my 20. God.
And here's the thing. You have to get on trains, get off trains, get on other trains that sometimes take you to a bus that drives you to another train.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd rather risk my life.
There you have it.
Yeah.
All right.
From the mouths of babes.
Right. 106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, let's play Fun Delivered, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The most fun you'll ever have while opening the mail is Fun Delivered. And we play it here on the Wake Up Call from the company Fun Delivered that buys unopened, undelivered packages. And you can buy them. They're like adult surprise eggs. And you get to open them and see what's inside. All right, now, Katie, recap what we have gotten in the past.
Okay, in the past, we've gotten Coach purses. We've gotten Air Jordans. We have gotten...
Oh, you're listing all the good things.
Okay, yeah. We've gotten peacoats. We've gotten, some of us, a replacement reflector for a bike. We have gotten a book about God that was meant to be sent to a prison. We have gotten... what else have you?
Paula's.
We got a custom-made sign that says, Paula's Craft Room. This will forever. 24/7.
This sign for Paula's Craft Room will forever hang in this studio. Let's play Fun Delivered, all right?
Okay, Gavin, you choose first.
I'm going to go first because last time that felt a little bit lucky. So I'm going to go over to the two giant boxes that we have full of undelivered, unopened packages. We'll see what I get.
And what did Gavin get last time?
Last time he got those janky Transformers.
That's right.
Were they called reformers?
They were called like...
Disformers. Wow, you are taking a very long time.
Boxes.
Oh, he's actually...
Have had my eye on that one.
Whatever this is, it's big and it's canvas inside of it, okay?
I always had a suspicion that that was a hammock.
It's a hammock?
A hammock?
That's too skinny.
What do you think a hammock is?
Excuse me?
How could a person lay on this? Right. I'm holding it.
Well, it's folded.
Oh.
You know what? It could be.
You're rude.
I'm not.
I'm just really bitchy.
I'm just confused how this could be a hammock.
It could be folded up inside.
Yeah, Gavin, it could.
You know I have a hammock, right?
Oh, are we bragging now? Wow.
But have you ever seen my hammock?
Maybe it's a camping hammock.
Oh, maybe a camping hammock. I'll give you that. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, don't give me any.
All right. Well, listen. You get to go now. Yeah. Katie's going over there right now. By the way, a thing I got last time were called deformers.
DC?
Deformers. All right, Katie's going over and picking out.
Wow, you are feeling aggressively.
Well, she has one in her hand, but she's not 100% happy about that. All right, she's got another soft one. Okay. Katie routinely gets clothing.
Yeah. I was actually looking for a box, but there's no boxes.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh, okay, like a little pack. Yeah, we've pretty much picked over all the boxes, the ones that are obvious boxes. Yeah. Describe yours.
It is squishy. It seems like a clothing item. It doesn't appear to be Temu, though, so...
It's not very big, either.
No, it's not very big.
How big is that package?
Smaller than a shoebox.
Smaller than a shoebox. Mine is obviously hammock-sized. No, it's about maybe, I don't know.
It's long. Yours is
two
long.
And a half feet long. It's a rectangle, though, and only a foot. It's got
okay,
strap.
Mister, you're taking a long time.
Yeah, geez. One at a time, bitch. Okay. Kevin tried to walk back over two in his hand.
I was trying to figure out which color I wanted, and I want to go with the really bright lime green.
All right, describe it.
It honestly feels like a shirt, but it's in a lime green bag and it's very soft. I think it's two.
The last time we got something that was lime green, it had a Grinch costume in it.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Maybe that's the other part of the Grinch costume.
Change?
No.
No, it's too late now.
I'm pissed.
All right, so that's part one of Fun Delivered. You know how this game is played. We're going to play a song, and when we come back, we're going to open these on the air, and then we're going to see who won this round of Fun Delivered. Trust us, opening the mail has never been this much fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
On
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're in the middle of playing Fun Delivered on The Wake Up Call. And if you are just joining us, and if you've never heard this before, text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. You can play this game on your own with the company Fun Delivered. They buy up undelivered, unopened packages from the U.S. mail, and they're like adult surprise eggs, and we have a whole bunch of them here in the studio. Fun. We have gone into the big box. We have all picked out our parcels, and mine is right here. It is about 2.5 feet long and about, I don't know, 18 inches wide. It's a rectangle shape. Katie thinks it's a hammock. I assure you it's not. Wow. Katie, describe your gift.
I mean, it looks like every Amazon package you've ever gotten feels like there's clothes inside.
Relatively small. Yeah. And Kevin, describe yours.
Mine is a rectangle, bright lime green.
His is flat, though.
And it's flat. So okay. It seems like a clothing object.
Now, I picked first, and then Katie went, and then Kevin went. So I want to reverse that. Oh, you want to go in that order?
Yeah. Oh, you think it's going to be bad luck to go in that order?
I always think it's bad luck to go in this order.
I could go first.
All right, go first.
You're so brave.
All right, Kevin is opening his Fun Delivered package.
And I'm pissed. What? It is a penguin sleep set.
A what?
A penguin sleep set. I have matching earrings.
Oh, my God.
And lounge pants.
It is the ugliest
pissed.
Christmas jammies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
and they've got gnomes
it's
with
like
different
Santa
hats on it, and then it looks like some sort of snowman
I
shirt.
Can't open this one.
The idea that somebody saw this online and thought to themselves, "This is what I need."
This is ugly.
Oh, it's another pair of pants.
No, this isn't. This is the top.
It's like a.
It's a romper.
Why do I have a romper?
It's a snowman romper.
Wow, Kevin.
That is hysterical.
And it looks like it's like a bad backdrop for a photo shoot.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Like, no. I don't want the house with on the snowy hill. Give me the snowman that's got his tongue sticking out for a snowflake.
Oh, my God. This is too fun.
Is there a hat?
Matching earrings.
I wonder if this was for someone's family.
I was just thinking that. Yeah.
And they're like, we're all great. Now we all have to go to Old Navy.
We're all going
to
do tongue snowmen. All right. My God. So there's the bar. Katie, it's your turn.
Okay.
Now you know how I feel almost every Fun Delivered.
Old lady things.
Okay, I can already tell this is going to suck because the color of it is like nude beige.
Well, what does that mean? That doesn't mean necessarily.
I don't understand why people are into that. So it's a hoodie, and it has...
She always gets clothes.
I know.
It has cartoon pictures.
They're famous paintings of cartoon...
Famous paintings with meme-looking eyes.
What a stupid hoodie!
I'll trade you. I like that hoodie, but I would wear it what size?
You can't fit it. It's too small, but...
Oh, yeah, it's not very big.
Oh, the material.
It feels... easier to decide or to figure out why somebody would get the snowman costume.
They're famous paintings redone as cartoons, but none of them are famous cartoons. I don't even know how to describe it. They're just redone.
They just put the googly eyes on them.
Wow, that is dumb. I actually don't know who between the two of you has a worse gift.
I
had a
three-piece.
I only got one.
Here we go.
At least yours is kitschy and funny.
Now it's time for me to open my...
I'm going to be pissed if Gavin got the better one.
Oh, yeah. I definitely got the better one. Okay. Whatever this is...
Is that a...
I think it's a weighted vest.
But without
the weights.
Yes, this is like one of those vests that you see, like, they're almost always like people that are at the beginning of their weight loss journey.
The idea of sending a weighted vest without the weights is so hysterical to me.
It's a weighted vest, but like the where you put the weights,
yeah,
it's a very specific size. Can you see this?
Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying it seems so strange that the weights didn't come with it.
Like, it's not like
are you supposed to go get the weights?
No idea.
Fill bags of sand yourself?
I have no. Nor did it come with the side straps to like cinch the whole thing.
Oh my god!
I mean, I guess I could put it on and pretend I'm 50 Cent, like walking around in a bulletproof vest.
It doesn't even have the straps to keep it on.
That's so funny.
Okay, I really don't know who won.
I don't know who won this week because mine's useless. Mine's 100% useless.
Mine Katie's is so is dumb. Ugly and stupid.
And mine's out of season.
I think Kevin won.
How? This is so ugly.
I know.
Text in to 916-909-1065. Who do you think won this round of fun delivered? This might be the hardest round of fun delivered we've ever had.
Oh, man.
916-909-1065.
Put your pens in there.
1065, the end.
The wake up call.
Okay, this story is pretty funny, even though it does start with a family's house burning down to the ground. Okay. This story takes place in London, and a fire broke out, and it did burn a family home. Oh. And the fire was arson.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So they caught the arsonist. That's the good news.
Okay.
All right. They did catch the arsonist. And they caught the arsonist by going through and reviewing security footage that was in the home.
Oh.
And when they caught the arsonist, they didn't have to look very hard or even travel very far because it was the family tortoise.
What?
The family tortoise accidentally started the fire.
What?
By knocking over its own heat lamp. And the heat lamp obviously like rolled a little bit and started to catch the room on fire. And because this was a free roaming tortoise, like it's not like a box turtle where you keep it in like a terrarium.
Okay. It's like one of the big ones.
Yes. Oh, so it accidentally knocked over its heat lamp. The heat lamp rolled over and caught something on fire. I don't know what it was. And then the fire spread. Miraculously, the tortoise survived the fire, but like very little else did. There was a family dog in the house as well. The dog also survived the fire. So like,
you know what this tells me?
I
working together.
Right. I mean, okay. Obviously.
Those two are sick of this family. And they have been, like, probably they're home alone a lot. And the tortoise is like, I'm going to live forever and I never get to see them. And the dog's like, the dog actually was fine.
The dog's like, I'm not. I'm only going to be alive for 10 to 12 years.
Well, the dog was fine. And then the tortoise convinced him, you deserve better. And he's like, yeah, you're right, I do.
Yeah, it should be a little yappy dog. Yeah. I hope it's a little yappy
for
dog.
Sure.
You're right. Just for the juxtaposition of the two.
Yeah.
So here's what we do, Paul.
Okay, tell me.
I'm going to burn this mother. How are you going to do it? I've thought about this a lot.
Follow me. 20 minutes later, gets to the heat lamp.
Yeah, 20 minutes later, the dog's like looking at its wristwatch like, oh, man, this is certainly not a high stakes scheme, right. I guess. All right, here we go. Well, that's way better than the idea that the tortoise did it by accident, because I can't think of anything scarier than a fire breaking out behind a tortoise being like, oh, no.
like trying to get away from the flames.
And you think it's like a slow motion movie, but it's not.
But it's not.
Totally real time.
He's just in slow motion.
Right.
Paul, help me.
No, I like to think a lot more that this was, like you said, arson.
Yeah.
Intentional.
Intentional.
Both in on it.
Right.
We're going to teach him a lesson.
Oh, yes.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Just keep us home alone. See what happens.
Right. You think I like just eating lettuce? I want to taste what's out there in the world. Paul's like, I've been for walks. It's wonderful out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sick of this prison. And Paul, let me tell you, the mind is a prison too. Like really trying to mess with Paul and get Paul to do it, like his bidding.
And Paul's just like, oh, whatever you say. You know what? Everything you say, it sounds right to me, Chief.
What would you do if you were the parents of the tortoise and Paul the dog? By the way, making that name up.
Of
I don't
course.
Know. But like, what would you do if you come home and they have destroyed everything except these two?
Okay, I just need you to know, Kevin has pulled up a picture of the tortoise and Paul the dog.
Can I see?
It is everything you thought it was.
Oh my God, it's exactly what
it's
we
exactly
thought.
It's exactly what we described. Now, I didn't think the tortoise was going to be bigger.
Are they owned by a gay couple?
No. That's the people that saved the fire.
Oh, okay. Because that, what an interesting color that we could add to this palace.
Sure. They're homophobes. Yeah. I thought the tortoise would be bigger. It's literally just the size of a turtle, like a pet turtle.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes the fact that he was able to rope that dog in even more impressive.
Sure.
Yeah.
And if it's a young tortoise, too, be like, if I'm not going to live 80 more years in this flat.
Look at this place.
So if you came home and you've lost everything because of a fire that was set by the two survivors of the fire.
Right.
Do you get rid of them?
God. No, but you're mad at him forever.
Right. Yeah.
And you care for them begrudgingly.
Paul, they're not getting rid of us. So up next, we gotta kill them.
Hey, how do you feel about murder?
Do you think you could lay on a face and smother it? If not, I have to learn how to stab with my mouth.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right. Good news for everybody who's in Gen Z. You're very important people, especially to the marketing world. They know that you guys may not have money, but the money you do have, you can't wait to spend it. Ain't that the truth? And more and more marketing companies and advertising firms are gearing advertising toward Gen Z. Okay, that's great. However, it has to be done the right way. A department store in England has gone viral for all the wrong reasons because of their commercial that targets Gen Z. I'm going to play it for you. And no, this department store is not paying us to do this. Listen to this ad.
Need a new phone? I'd bet. Say less. This one's bussin' skibbity toilet riz.
Uh-oh.
You can already see where this is going.
Okay.
It doesn't get better.
And the WhatsApp access is sending me. Look at the way he hoovers. Very understated. Very subtle. Very mindful. Very demure. This air fryer is the GOAT.
First of all, that sentence alone. This air fryer is the GOAT.
On point cash with that low key drip to have all your guests saying, yes. Slay queen.
Yes.
He cooked. Our returns policy is on fleek, Brev.
Come on.
Don't believe us. We got the receipts.
That was a lot.
It's so much. It's so much.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes.
Was this meant to be funny? Like, is this kind of like a goof?
That's a very valid question. And I don't have any
answer.
Because
if it is, it's actually very funny.
What is it funny?
If
it's a goof. If
you're doing it to be funny but pretending it's serious, yes.
All right.
But do we think that that's the case?
I don't know, actually. That's one thing that's difficult with British humor is that it's dry. So, like, I can't tell if they're joking or not. But let's operate on the assumption that it's not.
It's real.
How does that make you feel?
Sad.
Right?
Yeah.
Kevin, how does that make you feel?
Very. I didn't really even understand most. I've heard some of it.
Oh.
No. I understand some of it, but some of it I was like, what did he say?
No, Kevin.
I know.
Kevin, you are the Wake Up Call's youth correspondent.
Well, I know 75% of it, maybe.
Kevin. You can't be the youth correspondent if you're only understanding 75%.
What do you mean? That's better than zero.
Are you technically a millennial?
I am a millennial. I am.
Well, okay. First of all, take it down.
I'm the epitome, okay? And that's on period.
Okay.
That's
true. Oh, there he goes.
Look at all his no homes.
Right.
What year were you born?
1994, the best year ever.
Okay.
Old Navy started and I was born.
we all celebrate it. What specifically did you not understand? Here, I'll play.
I have to hear it again.
just a little bit of it.
Need a new phone? I'd bet. Say.
Okay. I bet. I know that one.
Yeah. Okay. You can't just say I know that one. Explain it to
us. I say bet all the time. It's like, okay, you agree, but then you want to challenge the agreement.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Like, say less. This one's bussin' skibbity toilet riz.
Boy. Okay.
This one's bussin'
means it's really good.
Okay.
Skibbity toilet is.
I believe it's skibbity.
Yeah.
That I don't know why they're referencing the toilet. Okay. Maybe like.
And then riz. You know riz.
Riz. Yes. Like charisma.
Okay.
You and know then what? They do the cheap thing. The jawline.
Be quiet. Yeah.
You know what skibbity riz is?
It doesn't really mean anything. It's from a YouTube video, I think.
Oh, that's just something that.
Well, that's one
tweens
word.
Say.
Okay. What about the toilet? What is that?
Skibbity toilet is the thing.
It's the whole saying.
Or
come
like
on.
Skibbity Ohio riz.
Oh God.
I know Ohio's bad.
Oh, Ohio's bad?
I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we all know that.
Okay.
And the WhatsApp access is sending me.
Sending me is like, it's hecka funny. It's like, I'm sent.
Is the WhatsApp access?
That one, I don't know about that one. Okay. I thought that was
Does it mean that there's good Wi-Fi you can get on WhatsApp?
Oh, I think they communicate through WhatsApp because they don't want to be tracked or whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Look at the way he hoovers. Very understated. Very subtle.
Is he trying to do the very demure?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I think so.
How is GOAT considered a Gen Z word?
Greatest of all time.
How is any of this even real?
I don't know. And let's operate on the assumption that it's not, that this is a goof.
Okay.
Does it make it better?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, because it's making fun of people.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you know what? Not enough advertising makes fun of people.
Agreed.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.